Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya. That's not the G. Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare Gaur Premanande Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol
It's here for Rajesh on harmonium up here. Hare Krishna. But a little more. Being around devotees who are expert and enthusiastic makes one's life sublime. And this community is packed full of that kind of association. Everything comes from association. Krishna consciousness is the science of association. And we associate with the divine in many different ways because he extends himself everywhere. And one way is through the mantra. So I'm going to say a couple of mantras before I say much more. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun militam dina tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manopishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam tarati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gopremanande Haribo. For those of you who are new, these are prayers we sing to previous teachers who have passed down this knowledge and information that we have, and therefore because of their kindness to make it available, like going out of their way to make sure that people in the world have it and we've received it, we express our gratitude. Appreciation and gratitude open the heart. Voltaire once said that when you appreciate the good qualities in someone else, you take on those qualities. When you despise others because of their good qualities, then you close your heart, and you're not only can't you take those good qualities on, but you actually take on their faults. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that because of association in this world, we become who we are. There's a verse in Sanskrit, Purusha Prakriti Stohi Punkte Prakriti Jan Gunan Karanam Gunasangosya Sarasad Yoni Janmasu. In this verse he tells us what the cause of the good and bad things are in our life, and that is association. He calls it sangha. Sa-anga means that whatever we come together with, whomever, have qualities. The people that we meet, that we talk to, that we associate with, have certain kind of qualities. And because of my association, I take on those similar qualities. And there are three qualities Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, three modalities that are present everywhere in this world that we live in. And one's called sattva, which means sometimes translated as goodness. And then there's rajas, which means passion. And tamas, which means ignorance. So tamas is the mode we call darkness, ignorance. It's when you can't move or you do things that are harmful to yourself, and even though you know they're harmful, you can't stop doing them. Anyone seen that before? Or is it just me? And then passion means there's an impetus for action, always trying to improve. You see in the cities, oftentimes you can go to a city and you'll see construction going on. You go there 20 years later, they're still doing construction on the airport because they're always making it better, always improving, and people are generally throughout their lives always endeavoring for the next level of attainment. And then that's rajas. It's an impetus for action, always trying to adjust and improve. And the mode of goodness is very interesting because it's the mode of light. And in the mode of goodness or sattva, we can start to see things as they are, and we don't have to move so much. Why? Because, what does your shirt say? Yeah, sorry to point you out, but yeah, be divine. What is your name? Rahul? Nice shirt. He has a shirt that says, be divine. I noticed it right before the kirtan. Be divine. And that's what sattva is. Just be divine. You realize that you don't have to become something because you already are something. There's nowhere really to go. You can actually sit down and appreciate things as they are and where you are. because you see, I exist, and that's a lot. I mean, actually, the fact that I exist, and that I can know I exist, I can become conscious of the fact that I exist. And there's a way in which light or goodness opens our eyes, our spiritual eyes, to see that we're eternal. So this sattva gun, seeing spirit and matter, the difference between the two. For instance, I'm not my material body. It's a conglomeration of organs, is actually what it is. If you analyze them each individually, you won't be able to identify yourself with any one of the particular organs. Right? For instance, you're not your eye. If you look carefully in the mirror, it's a lens, just like on a Nikon or a... What else is there? Canon. It's like on a Canon. It opens and closes when the light goes up and down. And you don't have much to do with that. It's actually a mechanical device. The ears, very sophisticated mechanical device. They're mechanical devices all that you're carrying around with you in this package, really, the human body, which is a conglomeration of senses. And we're not any one of those senses, and we're not all of them put together either, but we're something different. We're the consciousness that can become aware of that body, and through which we can express ourselves. And so in sattva gun, I can see that, and when I'm in the middle mode, the passion, I'm only thinking about how to make myself comfortable, and that's really difficult. Because no matter which way you shift in this world, there's something wrong, isn't it? Or is it just me? There was a story about the princess and the pea when I was a kid. And it was about a princess who got estranged from her family, and they were trying to find the real princess because there was a mix-up, and they invited a bunch of prospective princesses back to the palace, and they had them sleep on this stack of mattresses, and underneath it there was a little pea. And many of the princesses slept on it, and they said, "How was your sleep?" "Oh, fine." But the real princess slept on that stack of mattresses with a little pea on the bottom. They said, "How was your sleep?" She said, "Very uncomfortable." "Why?" "There was something gouging me." There were 7 mattresses deep, and there was a little pee. The idea is a princess's body is very delicate. We're very delicate also. We're spiritual. We're very subtle. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Indriyani pranyahur indriyapya paramaraha manasastu parabhudhir yo bhure paratastu saha." That above the senses, which I've just described, is the mind, which is another instrument. And above the mind is the intelligence. And above the intelligence is us. It's not that we have a soul. We are the soul. We're the spirit or the consciousness within the body that is actually the proprietor of the body. We live in the body temporarily. And as a very subtle energy, actually a part of God, I can't get comfortable anywhere in this world. I drove by on the freeway in America recently. I'm in America, I'm sorry. I'm used to being somewhere else. In Los Angeles, no, San Diego. And I saw a sign for a motel called the Comfort Inn. Do they have those out here? And I was thinking as I went by, of course they wouldn't call it the Discomfort Inn because no one would go there. Everyone wants to find that place that's more comfortable. And when people show houses in the real estate market, they fix them up. You know, they show a house. And what they do is they take out all the junk first, because everyone has junk in their house before you get there, and they hide it all before you get there. And then they get rid of all the junk and they put in everything that makes the house look like you'll be really comfortable there. You know, and they have sweet music playing. Anybody ever buy a house? You ever get faked out by this? Yeah. You go in. And that sometimes they even put, it's an old trick for real estate agents, they put a little cinnamon in the oven, turn on the oven, open it a little bit, so you walk in and go, oh, smells good, and a little music in the background, and everything's set up just right. The pillow's here. There's a picture of the beach on the wall, and you think, oh, I could be comfortable in his house. Meanwhile, the people who sold it, a couple, they just got divorced, and they hated each other. They wanted to kill each other and get out of that house. Bad memories all the way. The new couple moves in. Oh, our dream house. Everything's being recycled over and over again in this world. One person thinks this is good, the other person thinks it's bad. And this is all the realm of the mind, accepting and rejecting. And then we come to the intelligence, which plans and makes designs, how we can adjust our way through the miseries in this world, actually. But these things never quite satisfy us because we don't belong to this world. We're different categorically from the body and from all the elements in this world. And Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. He tells us what's in the world. Bhumir apu analo vayu kam mano pudire vacha ahankara ityame binna prakriti rashtada. Earth, when I name them, just think of the element. And see if you're carrying it around with you in your body. Earth? Give me a check if you found it. Is there earth in your body? Yeah. Have you ever seen a body after it was had been used and left behind? And then what often people do with the body after it's used and left behind? You burn it, right? And what do you get? How many ashes? Kind of depends on the size of the person, but generally human being, you get a box about this big. I know, I've seen it before. Took a couple of those boxes over to India and put the ashes in the Ganges. So it was profound. You know, one minute there's a big body there, and next minute they hand you back, here, this is what you get. Box of ashes. That's earth. And then water. Got any water going on here? You feel it in your arm? It's kind of squishy, right? That's water. That's what it is. So there's earth, water, fire. Take your temperature lately. What was it? Round 98.6, I hope, huh? Ether, yeah, we're coming to that. We're going down the subtleties. It's earth, water, and then fire, then air. Take a deep breath, everybody. Another one, because it felt so good. And one more. I should do that more often. You got air. Air going through the whole body. Actually, the science of Ayurveda talks about balancing the airs within the body. There's airs that run the digestion and the respiratory system and all the other different systems. There's airs that run throughout the body. So you have air, and then we come to ether, which is a subtle element, which means like space. And then you have mind, which is even more subtle. Close your eyes. And now be the observer of your mind and just see what it's doing right now. You watch the mind, see if it goes anywhere. Okay, open your eyes. You can watch your mind, actually, because it does crazy things all the time. And it runs around, and you can watch it. So you're not the mind. And then there's intelligence. And intelligence comes in interesting ways. Winner of a Nobel Prize once said that he was trying to figure out the formula for photosynthesis, working on it for a long time, finally waiting for his wife outside the grocery store. It just came to him. Ever have that happen? Not photosynthesis, but anything else. I mean, you may have. But things just come to you, right? And so all these things are going on in the body. And Krishna says, all these are elements that are common to this world that make up the body. Then he says, Aparya mitas tanyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhuta mahabaho yaye dam daryate jagat. Besides these inferior elements, and that's what he calls them. He calls them separated elements. They're separated from the higher or spiritual quality of the material world, or the substance of the spiritual world. And then he says that the soul, who we are, our consciousness, has nothing to do with those elements, with those lower elements. But we're only inhabiting a body, and because I identify with those elements, then I see myself in a certain way and identify myself, and therefore I suffer. That's the cause of suffering, the material body. Identification with the material body is the cause of suffering. And you can't be happy in a material body because you really don't belong in it. You have nothing to do with it. So then the question is, why do I feel like I'm my body? And what is the difficulty? The difficulty is my attachment to the body, my identification to it. Do you want me to prove it? I'm not convinced. I don't think you really want me to prove it. Do you want me to prove it?
Yes.
Oh, all right. So, okay, let's try this. Anybody have a car parked outside? Okay, so let's say Nityananda Pran comes in with an announcement, and he says, anybody have a blue car? You have a blue car? Blue car, blue car. Okay, a few people with a blue car. Nityananda Pran comes in and says, sorry to say, you parked in the alley. I told you not to. The Chicago police here. They're towing a blue car. And what do? It happened. All right. So what do? You freak out, right? You run out the door as fast as you can because you think maybe you can talk them into, you know, letting you go this time, because it's really hard getting your car back once it's in tow and it costs a lot of money, right? So you run out the door, you run down the alley and you look, and is it your blue car? No, it's not your blue car. Now how do you feel? Fantastic. I feel great. 5 seconds ago, there was perspiration coming down. I was thinking about, you know, what I'm going to tell my dad, my spouse, whatever, you know. I just left it there for 5 minutes. All these things were going through the mind, a chain reaction of emotions, right? So what was the problem? Now I find out it's not my car, it's somebody else's car, and I don't care. Well, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Maitreya and Vidura are having a conversation, two great sages, and they enter into this conversation. Vidura wants to know, what is the problem here in this world? Why do I suffer so much? And Maitreya says, it's because you identify with the body. And just as I identify with a car, and I think it's my car, therefore, I'm in anxiety about it. So similarly, although this is harder to take because it's closer to home, I'm not my body. I'm not my body. In fact, the Vedas say something incredible. They say, asango khyayam purushaha, which means that you actually never have anything to do with this body. The only reason that you think you do is because of your attachment to it, because you're identifying with the body. Therefore, the changes that the body goes through, which are named as birth, death, old age, disease, all these things, I suffer because I identify with the body. So the process of Krishna consciousness means to come to the spiritual platform where I can actually experience not only my eternality, but I can experience the self of myself. Now the Vedas say that beyond just my consciousness, which is individual consciousness, there's a super consciousness. And that's where the real nectar flows from. The real happiness comes from the super consciousness. And the Vedas say it like this: Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bahunam Yovidatati Kaman. Translated into English, roughly, it means that there's one supreme conscious entity, and there are many plural entities who are conscious also. And the difference between them, one is the feeder and the others are the fed. Are you the feeders or are you the fed? Feeders are fed. Feeders are fed. I'm not convinced. Feeders are fed. And that Supreme Consciousness is feeding everybody all over the whole universe. Like right now, underneath this building, there are more ants than there are people in Chicago. I'll bet you. Let me see if I have anything to bet. No, I'm just kidding. There are more ants under this building than there are people in Chicago. And you know what? They're all going to eat tonight. Every single one of them. They're getting a meal. Where are they getting it from? They have a place to live, right? And they don't have insurance on it. They don't pay rent. They didn't fill out a form. It's automatically there. Jesus Christ told his disciples, go to the field and watch the birds. This is how to become convinced that there's a God, he said. Go to the field and look at the birds. Just watch them. I live in a house in California. I can look out the window and watch the birds. In fact, I feed them just so they'll come over so I can watch them. And there's always food for them, even if I don't feed them. They just go somewhere else. They don't care. I mean, they take a look and see, did you feed me today? But if not, there's food everywhere. And they simply fly around. They live rent-free. Squirrels, too. They get persimmons off the trees. Sometimes one squirrel I've seen, he eats a half a persimmon, fills up his belly about this big, and then he hangs over the fence so full. He's fed. We're fed. There's a feeder. I once met a priest, and I had a long conversation with him about theology. And he said, it was a long time ago, he said, son, I've been a priest for about 40 years now. And after all this time, there's only two things I know for sure. You want to know what they are? He said, there is a God, and I'm not him. If we start at this level, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that if you just understand the fact that you're not the proprietor, someone's feeding you, someone owns everything. Today we went downtown. What an experience. There's these gigantic buildings everywhere. I had no idea downtown Chicago looked like that. And we were going down the sidewalk, and we came to one gigantic building, and there was a big open courtyard in front of the building. Nobody going in and out. The building looked practically deserted except for there was one doorman way inside. I could see him through the glass. So we were chanting, and we went inside, and we were dancing around a little bit. And within about 3 minutes, he came over and he goes, get out of here. Go away. Don't stand on that area right there. This area right here, don't stand on. And so everywhere in this world, everyone's staking a claim. I stake a claim on this body, I stake a claim on a little plot of earth somewhere, and I say, this is my place. In fact, I don't know if any of you growing up in America ever heard this song, but it's not true, but it may be drilled into your head. It was in mine when I was a kid, a folk song. It actually was to the same tune as Hare Krishna. You want to hear the song? You sure? It might stick in your head. This land is your land, this land is my land. And it goes on at naming from, you know, the redwood forest to all the way to the, you know, the east coast. It names all these landmarks. This, you know, the guy's singing and he's saying, this land is your land, it's my land, and he's giving it out to everybody else too. It's not yours. Belonged to somebody else before the Europeans showed up here. And they conveniently moved in. And they'll be moved along also. Everyone will be moved along. So I'm renting out this space. What is the purpose of it? The Vedas say, tato brahma jignasa. There's one purpose, and it's good to know, isn't it? To fix the mind and know what the purpose is, because everyone's saying, do this, do that. As soon as you're born, everyone wants you to learn French and, you know, learn fencing and do all these kinds of things, right? You have many duties to do even as a kid these days. You got to go to clubs, and if you're in high school in your junior year, you got to join everything if you're going to get in a good college. But it's good to know the Vedas come along and simplify everything, and they say there's one duty, there's only one thing you actually have to do in this life. You want to know what it is? Simplify your life. You can call your boss and say, I ain't coming in anymore. I know what my one duty is. And it's not working for you. It's to inquire. It's just to inquire. That's the whole purpose of the human form of life, according to the Vedas. The human body, which incubates for 9 months in the womb, and which takes great skill and agility by parenting to bring up into a socialized, civilized state, is for one purpose, and that is to inquire, to ask the big question, who am I? Where do I come from? Who is my source? And how to attain happiness? These are the questions, the big questions. There are millions and millions and millions of good causes in the world. But there's one great cause. Only one great cause, says the Vedas. Labham sudulabha idam bahusam bhavante. So it's very rare to get a human body, very rare. And there's one purpose behind it. It's just to ask the question, who am I? Because if you ask the question, then you'll get the answer. It comes from your heart. And this is what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, I'm the Sukrit. That super consciousness is actually a person. And that person resides in the heart of every living entity, in the heart of the ant, in the heart of the squirrel, in the heart of every human being, is the individual consciousness and the super consciousness. And the super consciousness is called Sukrit, which means he is the very, very best friend. And all I have to do is ask my very, very best friend, what is my purpose in life? How do I become happy? If I sincerely ask that question, he guides from within the heart. And then he guides from outside the heart. That's what the Bhagavad Gita is. If you read this book, Bhagavad Gita, every day, you get perfect guidance. Your intelligence becomes clarified. You know what to do and what not to do. Should I prove it? I'm not convinced. Oh, all right. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells us about happiness. Anybody like happiness? Or not so much? You like to have a crummy day every day? You wake up and say, let the IRS call today? You don't say that, right? No. You say, let me be happy, let all the misery go away, put up a horseshoe or Ganesh or whatever you can to ward away unhappiness, remove all the obstacles, right? So Krishna talks about happiness in the three modes of material nature. This is a clue. He says, happiness in the mode of passion is like nectar at first, but poison at the end. Now, does that sound familiar to anybody? Someone's laughing in the back. It does sound familiar, eh? Or is it just me? Now comes happiness in the mode of goodness. Happiness in the mode of goodness is like poison in the beginning and nectar in the end. Ever had that? Now, wouldn't you then want to make a study and find out how to live in the mode of goodness? You don't want the poison at the end. You want the nectar at the end. So then you ask the question, how do I live in such a way that I get the nectar at the end? How do I live in such a way that I get light rather than just go, 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 go to the next thing in the mode of passion? Or the mode of ignorance, where I can't get off the mat. I can't move even though I'm injuring myself. It's horrible. So Bhagavad Gita teaches this science. It's a science. It's intended. Krishna is so liberal. He's actually giving us the instruction, the tool, so that we can find out for ourselves exactly how to become happy. He wants everyone to become happy, but he doesn't force us. He's not a religious fanatic. Sri Dayananda Maharaj pointed that out to me. He is not a religious fanatic. You read the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is completely liberal. He gives you opportunity, you go wherever you like, you do whatever you like, but if you really want to be happy, here's what you do. And what does he say? Manmana bhava mad bhakto mat yaji mam namaskuru. Mami vaishasti yukvaivam atmanam parayana. Just think of me, because Krishna is the source of everything. the divine source. And if you just fix your mind upon me, you'll be fully satisfied. You don't need anything else. And you can do that especially by chanting his name. And that's what's in the mantra. That's why we chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Because in the spiritual science, the name is absolute. The name of our divine source, Krishna, is the same as Krishna the person. It has all the same qualities, features, form, everything there within the name. So all you have to do is say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Couple practical things. One thing is I recommend you all have a copy of Bhagavad Gita and keep it with you wherever you go. Read one chapter a day, at least of the text. At least do that once a day. It only take you 5-10 minutes maximum. We have a club called CHAD, Chapter A Day. There's members all over the world. Card-carrying members of CHAD. Any CHAD members in this room? Let's give a hand for the CHAD members. Anyone wants to enroll tonight, just come up and talk to me. You can become an honorary CHAD member tonight. We'll set you up. And all, you'd like to join? What is your name? Let's give a big hand to Surendra, who's just joined CHAD tonight. Come on, give it up. Come on. Come on. Yeah. All you have to do is use your own volition, and that's the greatest gift that you have. You don't have to be the same today as you were tomorrow. You don't have to be the same when you walk out of this room as when you walked in, because you're a human being, and that means you can change. You can decide, I'm going to make an improvement today. By degrees, I'm going to improve myself. And when, spiritually speaking, this practice of reading one chapter of Bhagavad Gita today, a day, it will change your life. It will give you complete vision and, of clarity wherever you go, so that you stay in the mode of goodness and above, which is a whole other subject matter. Another thing, we want a few more members of CHAD, by the way. I'm not letting you off that easy. What is your name? Brittany just, is your first time here? Brittany's first time here and she just joined CHAD. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, Bhagavad Gita is something where you can develop a relationship directly with Krishna through the pages of Bhagavad Gita. One other thing. If you chant Hare Krishna before the sunrise, you meet the sunrise every day. There's a special time for spiritual awakening, and it's called Brahma Muhurta. It comes about an hour and a half before the sun actually rises. You can look online and find out when the sun rises. Find out the time. I think right now it's coming up at about what? 5 o'clock? 5:10? Count backwards an hour and a half, which is? 3:30? 3:40. So you get up around 3:30. If you want to, you know, try this. If you get up early in the morning before the sun rises during this Brahma Muhurta, these Muhurtas, it's a whole science about how there are windows of opportunity throughout the day, the early morning Brahma Muhurta hour. If you get up and do your meditation, especially your reading of Bhagavad Gita and your chanting Hare Krishna, it's the bonus rounds. It's the power play. It's whatever you want to call it. But it's like if you hear about a sale and there's 99% off, you go that day. You don't go the next day, right? These are practical things. I'm just pointing these out because there are practical ways to actually change your life. I call these the voluntary life changes, VLCs. You got to get your VLCs in line. Find out what the voluntary life changes are. It's up to you. You can make the change, decide what you want to do, and do it. These are two things that you can do that will make a huge difference in your life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. And if you don't have... Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If you don't have a Bhagavad Gita, and you join CHAD tonight, I'll personally buy you a copy of Bhagavad Gita. If you want to get a copy of Gita, if you don't have it, and you want to join CHAD tonight, I'll give you a copy of Gita. Don't rush the stage. Thank you. Hare Krishna. This is for Brittany for joining Chad. Please come up here. Hare Krishna.
Oh, Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare.
Not bad.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My voice isn't going to have any sweetness today because I shot it, huh?
Two different cartoons.
Yeah. Sweet. Sweet and sweet. I mean, maybe you can use this to sing. When I need help. Maybe.
Ah. Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone chant together. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna.
Loudly.
Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama
just voices.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna. Hare 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 Rama. Hare Rama.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.